This is the Cube Show on Demand. Listen live weekdays 6 to 10. Get loud.
I really don't understand your question. I don't know if I can't hear or you guys can't talk in the mic or whatever.
Get crazy.
You go find them, you throw your arms around them, you give them a big kiss on the mouth if you're a girl.
Get nuts.
Get up, baby. Get up. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
It's the Cube Show.
This is All Born Radio.
I'm a good person.
Man, y'all take it easy down there on the off, baby.
God wants us to win the World Championship.
You're doing it wrong. You're doing the wrong things.
Is anybody else tired or is it just me?
Hey, legitimate question, though.
Okay.
I'm drunk right now.
Wow.
Another one!
I?
And now, Cole Kublick.
He is bad Auburn man.
Coming up, celebrate America's birthday the right way. Bring some ribs to your party. Full slab, half slab, two slabs, double slab, triple slab. Slab it up with Dreamland Barbecue. Go to dreamlandbbq.com. Have them shipped to you and or your friends anywhere. Call your order in today. Dreamland will have it ready for you to pick up for your 4th of July get-together. Right there on University near Jordan Lane. Or just go in, pick it up, sit in there, eat your ribs, sauce, and white bread and banana pudding with the fine folks at Dreamland Barbecue in Huntsville. DreamlandBBQ.com. Celebrate the 4th of July the right way with Dreamland Barbecue. At DreamlandBBQ via Twitter. So he said before we went to the break, Arky, that Vince Young, he wants to know what the F is going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all do. What's he mean, though, specifically?
A story by Harry Lyles on SBNation.com. Interview with Vince Young and Sports Illustrated. He says, I'd see a quarterback and be like, dude is garbage. I'm over here in the kitchen cooking turkey necks.
All right.
Did you know Vince Young was called Graybeard by his CFL teammates?
No.
I had no idea he was there long enough to gain a nickname, first off.
Also a fair point.
He said, I hate the name drop.
Here we go, but he better do it.
Of course he's going to.
Good.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick is still playing. He leads the league in interceptions, and he's still expletive getting paid.
Wow.
I mean, what the expletive is going on?
Yeah, what is going on, my friend? What is going on?
May 2014, the last time Vince Young was officially on an NFL roster. He signed a one-year deal with the Cleveland Browns, but was cut 2 weeks later. Since then, he has obviously tried on with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders of the CFL.
Rough Riders, right.
Torn hamstring in training camp forced them to waive him early on.
You know, generally I'm okay with what Vince Young says, but I'm just going to take a quick gander at Vince Young's stats for you real quick.
Just to let you know, he also said, in reference to former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher, I'm going to expose his ass.
That sounds like...
Now, Randy Moss got in trouble for pretending to do that. I got a feeling if he really goes out and does this with Jeff Fisher, that's probably going to get him in trouble. That's going to hurt your comeback chances.
I don't know. They're both out of the league right now, so I'm not really sure how much that's going to hurt you. I hope he literally exposes his booty. Let's just go with one point. The interceptions. I'm looking at Ryan Fitzpatrick, and yeah, his numbers are not overwhelming. I mean, the year before, he had a pretty good year, 31 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. Overall, 166 to 133 touchdowns, interceptions.
Okay.
Vince Young, overall, 46 touchdowns thrown, 51 interceptions thrown.
Feels like that's supposed to be the other way around.
I would hope so if you were going to be in the National Football League. In fact, that includes 1 year in which he started just one game and threw just one touchdown. Now, this isn't apples to apples here.
Sure, no, definitely not. Fitzpatrick, a much better NFL quarterback.
Fitzpatrick, very white, very smart, very Harvard.
Come on.
Is Vince Young trying to hint at something?
Maybe the one thing they have in common is they're both gray-bearded.
Now, this is what you could always say about Tim Tebow, which is why I hated the argument. But I also said I wonder why Vince Young couldn't find more work. Vince Young's 31-19 as a starter.
That's wild to think about.
That's not bad.
No.
While Ryan Fitzpatrick is 46-69-1. Now, do you want a touchdown thrower or do you want a winner?
I ain't never been nothing but winner.
I'm with Vince Young, though. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick played this weird game of, like, tumultuous chicken with the Jets last year offseason trying to get some money. And it took forever before he got signed back on with them. He only ended up starting 11 games. There were 3-8 when he got benched. So, Mr. Kublik, I'm kind of with Vince Young on Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of overall for his career not playing great. But I hope he's not trying to really intimate and really... Boy, I've said that word too many times today. I hope he's really not trying to suggest that he should be in the NFL over this man, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Just because of his 31-19 record.
He goes on to explain in the interview with Sports Illustrated that he has applied to trademark the phrase, make Vince great again.
I'd like you to take that sentence back. I hope I never have to hear it again.
He says he sent a text to Serena Williams joking that, what? Quote, that should be my baby. Going to show the immaturity of Vince Young as to maybe you want to know why winning is just not enough. That maturity probably the reason that he's not in the league.
That's how you get blocked and the police called on you. That is really creeper weird stuff. I can't think that Serena Williams and Vince Young have a really, like, chummy relationship where you can just send off a text like that. I don't have a single girl in my life, including my wife, I could text that to and not feel weird about it. That should be my baby. Even if it's to my wife. I'd be like, okay, first of all, that is my baby. Secondly, very weird to text that. That's very weird.
So... It doesn't feel like he has...
Yeah, for nudes, too. That's kind of what they do at this point.
I don't...
That's where Vince Young's at in his life.
He didn't go that
That's
far into the conversation.
That's got to be. Oh, well, you would leave that out. That's what you would do. You wouldn't say that out loud. I mean, whatever interviewer. Like, okay, this is off the record. I totally asked for her nudes. That's what you would do.
Did, I mean, how do you remember Vince Young? What do you remember him as?
Texas's Rose Bowl winning quarterback? I remember with the Titans being relatively mediocre, but not terrible. I mean, 8-5, 9-6, 8-2, 4-4. That's his Tennessee record, which means he is 30-17 as a Tennessee Titan.
It's like you said, it's just weird. The record is there. The wins are there.
The record doesn't match the stats.
I'm just wondering if maturity is... The main reason that he's not there. The main reason that he can't stick on.
In 2006, he was 8-5 as a starter, but was 12 touchdowns to 13 interceptions. He was 9-6 the next year with 9 touchdowns to 17 interceptions.
Touchdowns to interceptions as a rookie is something I'm able to look past, especially when you got a winning record.
But even in his second year.
He says he feels like Jeff Fisher left him in Philadelphia after a game one time on purpose. What? He said he had seen Fisher hold the plane for other players, but this time, before a trip to Philadelphia, quote, I feel like Fisher did that expletive on purpose. I'm pulling in, seeing them pull the door down. I can hear the team yelling as Young stood on the tarmac. Apparently, he left his ID at home and made him aware that he had to go back and get it before he could join the flight.
Well, you guys should know who Vince Young is anyway. Colt, Vince Young, this is going to blow your mind. Vince Young has 13 game-winning drives in his short career. 13!
Wow, how many total games has he started?
31, 50?
It feels like a pretty good average.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, by the way, has 12. And he's been playing since 05. How many games is that? That gives me 127 games, 116 starts.
It feels like a great percentage of comebacks.
It's such a Tim Tebow stat. Like, his numbers don't look great, except they get wins. But you keep looking at him on the field, you're like, I can't give this guy, there are stories about how poor Vince Young was at trying to keep up with any type of a playbook. Then you look at the final score, you're like, I don't know, you're 9-6, it's not bad.
In January 2014, Young filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection despite $35 million in NFL earnings. He listed his assets between $500,000 and $1 million and his debt between $1 and $10 million.
Well,
he said he sat down with his lawyer and went through thousands of pages of financial records and identified a forged signature on dozens of documents used to obtain loans without his knowledge. In one case, $600,000 of his money had gone toward a business started by a Hollywood actor. Young knew the actor but says he'd never heard of the company. It's got to be Matthew McConaughey, right? He's like a big Texas fan.
It's 100%.
Big buddy. He talks about his negligence when in the league. We've heard some of these stories before. What he calls unchecked generosity. Two cars he bought one relative. The house he built for his mom in Houston. The reported $15,000 tab he covered for one meal at the Cheesecake Factory. Young says to the Cheesecake Factory story, quote, most I've ever spent on a meal in my life.
Well, I would hope so. And here's the rest of the story. That's the fourth most I've ever spent.
Wait till I tell you about Vegas.
Okay, Cole. This is all sad for Vince Young. Now it's time to ask you some personal questions. Most you've ever spent on a meal. And this includes picking up a tab for friends who are eating with you. Family comes in for like a vacation or something. You got to take them out to, you know, like to Dreamland or something. What's
now,
the
is
most?
Is this a meal or is this like a bar tab included?
I'll start with just the meal, which if you guys got drinks too, that makes sense.
Expensive meal?
Yeah. Because he's Cheesecake
I pay for individually?
Yeah. Because Cheesecake Factory, okay, I'll include with you and your wife's account that's joined together too, but if that happens to be when it came.
I mean, I think I've picked up a check with a couple of my buddies before that's been $300-$400.
Ah, crazy man. That's a lot of money. Did you see the check and think that was a lot of money?
No, I mean, I think it was just
then you gotta leave like a 20% tip, and that's almost like another $100.
I think it was one of those deals where it was like, you know, certain guys at that table had picked it up before, and I feel like it was my turn, so I was like, I'm gonna get this one.
But still, that stung, yes?
No, because I enjoyed it. It was good company, and they're good friends of mine.
I can have fun and still have a $400 tab sting me.
I felt like it was worth it.
Do you know how many Air Max raffle tickets you could have bought with that? I got to do the math. There you go. Think about it. Okay, then what about being in Vegas then?
Yeah, that's...
Was this the Lance Taylor Vegas trip? Or was this Lance Vegas?
Yeah, that bar tab was over $2,000. Now, what happened was...
Whose fault is that? Is that Lance's fault?
It's not Lance's fault. No, we were with a group of guys, and they weren't necessarily my friends. They were sort of his friends. It was sort of two groups together, and not all of my group was there. I was there with most of his group, and I sort of set this deal up. Set the V-Bar and the Venetian. And they left, and Lance stayed. And it was Lance and I there. And Lance and I split that tab.
That had to sting a little.
That did. Just because I wasn't responsible for even a tenth of that tab.
Right, and those guys left. Didn't even offer.
No.
Which is that's the part that stings the worst. Like, at least if my buddy says, hey, can I get this, or can I help you here, or can we split it, at least doesn't sting as much as just a group of dudes just leaving.
Sure, absolutely not.
Now, is Lance still friends with these people?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him about it.
We should tell him that's not a good friend to have. If they're willing to... did you have table service?
Table service, bottle service. It was a everything. Lot. It was extensive.
Was this your first trip to Vegas or first time with him?
No, goodness, no. Oh. No, but these guys were doing such a... These guys were there for a bachelor party, and they were doing such a big weekend that was probably nothing to them. And now, I mean...
Clearly, they didn't pay for anything.
No, they did. They did, just at different times.
Well, they just didn't pay for that.
Yeah, but there were other ventures that I accompanied them on, in which I feel like I got some of that back. Not all of it. Some of it.
Like a dining experience, like at Shoney's or something.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Like at Bob's
Big
Boy. I'm
with Conrad. I like to pretend that place doesn't even exist anymore. I don't even think it's a real thing.
What do they even eat there besides just like restaurants inside the casino?
Everything. You name it.
Like on the strip itself. Like do they
on the strip itself is terrible. It's all...
Like in the casino buffet food, right?
No. On the strip, it's all of your chains.
Really?
Yeah.
All the chains
Jimmy
are on the strip?
Jimmy Buffett's joint, TGI Fridays, Hooters.
I've obviously never been. I thought that would just be like all casinos.
No. The strip is a very ugly, dirty, filthy, nasty place. There's not a lot of on the strip other than standing out in front of the Bellagio watching the
water fountains
that you really want to be a part of. Mm. Now, you get right in front of some of the resorts and the hotels. Yeah, like you pull into Valet at the Wynn or Caesar's Palace. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's great. But walking down the strip, no. Mm-mm. Don't want my kids walking down the strip in Vegas.
So what's the appeal? Obviously, isn't it's not a family-friendly place. It's not awesome for families. I mean,
just
families
Vegas
go.
Or the Strip. There's there's actually a lot of family stuff that you can do in Vegas
around Vegas, like around the Strip.
Oh, absolutely,
but not
in the
strip.
Hotels. Yeah, in the hotels, sure.
What can you do in the hotel? I've never been to a hotel where you can do things.
There are different shows that you can go
to.
Oh,
yes, there's the casino and hotels.
You can go to the pool. You can go a lot of different things you can do.
Yeah, casino and hotel. I'm not used to having a
shopping,
casino
museums,
and a hotel.
Dining. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, the Venetian's got a whole replica of the whatever it's called canal. But you can go...
Panama?
No. You can take gondola rides inside the Venetian.
Did you do a gondola ride?
No.
Is that too hokey for you?
Maybe not now, but then it was. I'm married now, and I would love to take my wife on a gondola ride.
Well, they got them around here, so you can get one.
Where?
They do... Don't they... don't you... maybe they're not gondolas. Can't you...
You canoe? Yeah, different. Different thing.
No. Well, you're talking about like the dude in like the red and white striped shirt that looks like Waldo that sort of...
Yeah.
Can't you? Oh, I guess it's paddle boats you can do over at the what's it called?
You just compared
Bridge Street.
Paddle boats.
I got you.
To
listen, Cole.
I think they actually did gondolas at Bridge Street at first.
That's what I was thinking at the very beginning. That was
it's
there.
It's been
wasn't
like
it?
10 years since they did that. But yeah, sure.
I remember when I first went off to college was like 2005, and then like 6 months later, it felt like they got the Bridge Street, and I was like, hey, what?
Yep.
I missed it.
Let's get the 10 after tweets brought
no
to you
one invited
by
me.
First Family Mortgage. Go to 1FMC.com.
Bring me the tweets!
Jason Thomas at @Arizona_J tweets at Cube Show. Vince Young ? That's the dude they, put an APB out on because of some emotional problems. Now, that's probably Jeff Fisher, too.
Same dude. That is...
Michael Blackburn tweets, quote, he leads the league in interceptions. That should be me, Vince Young, probably. Jason May tweets on our Cole question of the day. If it's next season, USC probably the closest team. All the Texas schools have underachieved in basketball for the most part. Texas Tech is underachieved?
Basketball? Well, again, you're talking about a place that had Kevin Durant at one point.
Yeah.
Again, it's such a tough list to say... which was our cold question of the day, Dreamland Barbecue, which of these schools would most likely be the next to grab their third national championship out of the major sport, which would be basketball, football, and baseball. And USC, it was USC, LSU, Oklahoma, and Texas. Those were the four. And I don't know if I can see USC being that much closer than like an Oklahoma would
Texas
be.
Texas had LaMarcus Aldridge. They had T.J. Ford. They've had some pretty good players.
Sure.
I just the reason that I went Texas was just mainly because of their coach and because I think the facilities and the resources are definitely there.
And Glorious Barner tweets at RK Shea, the hotels are massive, man. They have everything from malls to restaurants to rides in them. They are basically mini cities themselves.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were that big.
Well, if you want to get from, I mean, you're looking at like 10, 15-minute walks sometimes to get from your room to something in a hotel, a restaurant or a store. It's a lot going on. And not to mention you can gamble.
Is Vegas as someone left that out. Who is approaching 32, is that something I need to do?
You definitely need to see it. You definitely need to experience it, yeah. And there's ways to do it that are not $1,200 bar tabs and $500 meals. I mean, there's ways to do it that are affordable.
Isn't it an experience? Like, Like, what's the appeal? Is it just so overwhelming with lights and glitz and the massive hotels and casinos?
If that's what you want, if you want to hit clubs, if you want the pool scene, if you want to shop, if you want gorgeous dining experiences, I mean, it just depends on what you want. It's a city that tries to have everything.
Okay, then let me ask you this.
If I do you want events? I mean, you go to a show, which I never thought was going to be that cool, and then we went to O at the Bellagio, and it was fantastic.
Last year, the missus and I were planning a trip to somewhere in the summer. We ended up going to D.C.
Pretty good trip that you couldn't even remember where you were planning it to.
We said D.C. We were...
You said we were planning a trip to somewhere, but we ended up going to D.C.
No, we
went
to somewhere. We wanted to go somewhere, and we chose D.C.
Ah.
But Vegas was on the finalist list. And we looked into some things. We're like, I don't know, maybe. So let me then ask you this. If I were to go to Las Vegas for a summer trip, how many days is the right amount of days? Like, is 5 days way too long to be in Vegas? Is 3 days enough?
We did a long trip last summer, my wife and I, and I think we were there for 5 days, and it was too much.
5 days too much, okay.
I would say, for me, a long weekend is great in Vegas. Like, leave Thursday morning, come back Sunday afternoon is perfect.
Okay.
Even if you left, so like late
three
Wednesday.
And a half day kind of thing.
Yeah, like late Wednesday, check in Wednesday night, come back Sunday morning, I think you're fine.
But the full week thing
it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot of Vegas to take in.
Yeah, if you got the bankroll for it, it's great.
Well, I don't even just mean bankroll. Like, it's just, does it get to the point, like, where it's just like, okay, enough with Vegas.
Well, I think it depends when you're going to. You go this time of year, it's 120 every day. That's not comfortable no matter what. Where are you walking around in that? You walking around in that? We tried walking down the strip in that to shop for shoes. That wasn't fun.
Hey, it's a dry heat.
No.
Okay.
It's still hot. Still takes a lot out of you.
And Glorious Barner also tweets, also go to the Neon Boneyard. I really hope that's a strip club because that's a great name for it. I'm going to retweet that, make that joke on Twitter. So if you heard it here, enjoy it on Twitter next.
I think that's where they have all of the historic old neon signs from Vegas past and maybe from other places that are all collected together. I haven't been there. There's a lot of things like just outside city limits and outside the strip that are really cool that I haven't gone to do.
Okay. He also says 5 days, like you say, is way too long. It's way too long.
I don't know about way, but it's too long.
We are right now, to tell you what kind of nerds we are planning a trip to Alaska next summer, right after SEC Media Days. I've never been to Alaska. I probably will never want to go again. But the wife is from there and wants to go see it again. She's like, I want to show you my Alaska. I was like, isn't it just Alaska? Like, what else is... She wants to go away from the touristy stuff, like apparently like Anchorage and Fairbanks are. She wants to, like, I guess, take me to like an iceberg or something, a glacier. She's like, look at that.
I've been to a glacier in Alaska. It's pretty cool to see, especially when you're on a boat and you're right up next to it.
Yeah, but she doesn't even want to do the cruise. She wants us to fly there and just like traverse across the. I'm scared.
In a Chevy Traverse?
Wait. They make still like this?
I don't know.
Well,
you said Traverse across. I figured you're going to rent a Traverse and go across it.
Well, they named the truck or car after the word. Ray Sibley says, your first trip to Vegas, do 5 days at RKC, the rest, 4 days. 4 days tops.
Ray Sibley, I think, is a little bit of a different. Ray Sibley's like a super night owl. He's up to like 3 or 4 in the morning every night. You're not gonna. He's gonna do it a very different way than you are.
Yeah, if I go see Celine Dion there, like okay, I'm gonna be done at like 8.
Let's pretend we didn't have this conversation.
What do you mean? Like Garth Brooks used to be playing like the Wynn in
Vegas.
That
was your chance. You should have gone for that. That would have been your deal.
I went to Birmingham for much cheaper to go see him. Actually, it wasn't that much cheaper. It was still like $75 a ticket. Jerk, taking all my money.
All right. Jason Thomas says Neon Boneyard is Fremont Street. That's downtown.
We have a lot more listeners. I thought they'd been to Vegas.
Well, downtown is a different part of Las Vegas. I've been downtown. It's basically old Vegas, like original Vegas. But
is that kind of cool?
There's
to look
a
at?
Neon Boneyard. I thought that was where they take all the old signs, and it's like you can go see them all.
I have to do a Google search.
Maybe Google that and see if you can find what that is, Farrah.
But before I do a Google search, I did want to mention this. This comes courtesy of our friend Bo Scarborough. You may know him as the Alabama.
Whose friend?
Our friend. You know, okay, my friend. Okay.
Are you expecting him to be at Media Days?
Probably not, Bo. Probably not, Bo.
Who do you expect there?
Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he's just a sophomore.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised since he could be a face of the team. Unless they make the whole thing like, well, we only gonna name a starter like a day before the first game against Florida State. I would expect
I think Sean Dion Hamilton's gonna be there.
I was gonna say I would expect an offensive lineman to be there. Something boring. Who's that Holcomb?
Bradley Bozeman.
How about Bozeman? Maybe that Holcomb kid?
Huh?
Don't they have a tight end name like Holcomb or something? Somebody really boring that's going to be like...
No, I think Bozeman's the guy. He's your leader. He's your center. He's a senior.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
Bozeman, Dion Hamilton, and then sort of a wild card. Calvin Ridley. Because this will be his last year.
Assuming
this will be his last year
again, more assumptions.
This will be his last year.
You keep saying that, you're just making assumptions.
Chris Crow tweets, strange thing is, I didn't know Echo Cubic spoke Portuguese.
Oh, that's regarding to your tweet. Apparently, you could translate tweets from Portuguese. I pressed that and it said, could not translate. I was like, well, why even have that option? Glorious Barnes says, Neon Boneyard is the like Cole is saying, and it was outside of the strip in downtown.
Yeah, it's a little outside the strip.
Is it a touristy thing? Like you got to go pay to drive around it, or will you walk
I think
around
you walk
it?
Walk around it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not
so
going to do
like
the summer.
It's got like old signs from
1,000 degrees,
the Stardust, and all the places that were there back in the Sinatra days. So yeah.
Yeah, it's too much to ask. It's 1,000 degrees there.
Hey, we'll get to a break when we come back. Vanderbilt players are supposed to be smart, right?
Well, it is a smart school.
They don't all qualify as that. We'll tell you why right after this. Welcome back in Cube Show Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Yum. Like we said before we went to break, Vanderbilt players are supposed to be smart, intelligent.
It's the smart school in the conference.
Two Vanderbilt players shot in attempt to retrieve a teammate's stolen cell phone. According to the Tennessean, police say two Commodores, Amonte Daly and Frank Coppett, were shot outside a Target in Nashville on Monday night after their teammate, Donovan Tennyson, allegedly had his cell phone stolen. After Tennyson saw the stolen cell phone listed for sale online, he set up a meeting with the seller and brought Daly and Coppett with him trying to retrieve the phone. God, I can totally see this is something I would do. Police said the players bought a pellet gun to an arranged meeting with the alleged assailants. When the pellet gun was shown by a player, one of the men pulled out a real pistol. The other man had a shotgun. Daly and Coppett were shot. Neither suffered critical wounds. Now, from the Tennessean. According to a preliminary investigation, 19-year-old wide receiver Donovan Tennyson had offered his cell phone for sale on an internet site and met with a prospective buyer in the parking lot of Chili's on West End Avenue at 5 p.m. Monday. Tennyson, a sophomore, told police his phone was stolen during the meeting.
Okay, so it happens. You want to sell your cell phone. You try to sell it on Craigslist or something. You meet at a public place. Think that's safe.
Tennyson went, Chili's, is that going to be your go-to?
There's one close to my house, but I'm just going somewhere where it's got a lot of people and lights and stuff.
Lights. Tennyson went to the parking lot with friends and fellow teammates, Frank Coppett and Tay Daly, both 18, in Daly's red Toyota Corolla, according to police. They brought a pellet pistol with them, as one put it, quote, to help get the phone back.
Sure. You're like, hey, that's my phone. I'm going to pretend to go buy it. Give me my phone back.
I have to know how he thought he knew it was his phone for sale.
He probably took a picture of it. That's what Craigslist like. I would never buy anything unless I saw a picture of it.
Right.
But so I'm sure he went back up there just thinking.
If someone stole my phone and I saw black iPhone 7 for sale, I'm like, that's it. Going to get it. A lot of cell phones for sale out there.
Well, you probably also got some messaging back and forth to get some details on it. You're like, okay, mine was a 128 gig that also...
Does it have a scratch on the back left-hand corner?
Yes, sir, it actually does. Oh, then I'm buying it. Meet you at Chili's.
Touching. The group pulled up next to the seller's gray Buick sedan. Coppett got out with the pellet pistol in his hand. A man in the Buick got out and shot at them with the real pistol, while police say another man in the Buick fired a shotgun.
Okay. Rather be hit with a pellet pistol or a real pistol?
Say that again?
Rather be hit by a pellet pistol or a real pistol?
I'm going to go pellet.
Okay, fair enough. So that one's more dangerous.
Don't bring a pellet gun to a gunfight?
Let me ask you this. This has never happened to you, right? I'm assuming.
No, I just purchased a link to buy a Razer phone one time for $500 eBay, is why I'll never go back to it.
Now, you were probably enraged at the time.
Listen,
but you didn't go trying to find the guy.
I already admitted 19-year-old Cole Kublik would be scooping up T.J. Mears and Mike Pacillo, and we'd be going to get my phone back.
You're really going to go try to find that guy back in 19-year-old?
If I thought it was mine, yeah. I could see myself doing it. No, am I proud of admitting that? No.
That guy who stole your phone, or excuse me, charged you $300 for a link to go buy one.
Oh, if I could meet up with that guy? He offered to meet up with me. He was in California. I was like, oh, I really want to meet up with you. And this is like 22-year-old Cole. 23-year-old Cole. Yeah, I wanted to meet up with that guy bad.
Were you threatening him and said, I'll meet you outside?
No,
how about that?
Tell me where you live, man. We can meet up and talk about it.
Catch me outside.
He's like, I'm in Santa Clara or something. I'm like, is it worth the airline fare?
Because I already paid $300
for a link. To beat this guy into submission because I really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Really want to do it. The thing was, he was like, I'm going to report you. I'm going to tell eBay you're bad. I'm like, you can tell me whatever you want. I'm never coming back to this thing. I'm done. Chalk it up right now. Finish with eBay for life. It's over.
That's like telling a restaurant you're a bad patron that you're never going to go back to. You're like, hey, I'm going to tell this Wendy's you hated it here and you were such a bad person. Like, great, I'm never coming back to this place anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh.
This is such a dumb thing to do. Like, just for anybody in general. But you know what this is?
It's so dumb. I'm not saying I'm proud that I would have done this. I'm just telling you that I had some dumb in me.
You know what this is? This is testosterone.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is testosterone. You got, what do they call it, dist? Do they still say dist? Punked? What do they call it? Harris in college.
Either one. Played.
You got played?
You played
yourself. You got played.
You played yourself.
You got played. All right? You want to go out there and start knocking some heads.
You tried to sell your cell phone. Somebody gaffled it. And now it's gone.
Yeah, so you want to go get some revenge? Sure. How about the two teammates who were like, hey, no, it's okay, dog. Listen, just go buy a new phone. It's done. We're getting you scholarship checks this fall. I'll get you another one then. The two teammates got to be like, you're going to get shot. I mean, my wife wants to sell like our old refrigerator on Craigslist, and I'm like, A, no, and B, if you have to, we're only doing it when I'm there, and C, they are not coming to the house.
No.
I will carry that thing on top of my car to the local Walmart and say, come pick it up, because I'm not having people get shot and killed.
Yep.
I ain't playing that game, Mr. Tennyson.
You don't play yourself.
Well, if I get played, I'm at least not going to get shot. That's some dangerous stuff, man. It can be. And never agree to meet at night. That stuff's crazy. Never meet at night. Never meet at night. This is turning into a PSA. Never meet these people at night.
This is, you're like the North Alabama Herm Edwards here all of a sudden.
You pay in the day. You pay in the day.
I told you my wife sold a patio table and chairs and had them come pick it up at the house, and I was like, no.
First of all, Cole's super famous. You don't want to know where people, where you live.
No, I don't. I already had somebody. We already had the guy. We read the poster on whatever message board that was about some dude in my neighborhood.
Auburn droppings or whatever it was?
Yeah, coming around the house. Yes. Watching me with baby cube. That scared me.
Now, you said that luckily worked out.
I bought more firearms after that.
I would not be surprised. Here's what I would tell you, though. Luckily for you in that case, it turned out to be like an elderly couple.
Yes, it was. It was an elderly Caucasian couple from Athens. Not very intimidating.
They really wanted that patio furniture.
They got it.
Like, how much they paid?
$100.
Man, they're really looking for a deal. $100 is pretty good for patio deal.
Yeah, no, it's glass furniture. Table and chairs, too. So that's a good deal for them.
$100, man.
Yeah.
That is crazy. You know what's the funniest part? Is if you ever sold something on Craigslist and, like, have people haggle back
and forth with
you?
No, I don't let her do Craigslist.
Well, what'd you do?
The reason she thought this was okay is because it was some like Facebook garage sale page.
It's the exact same thing.
But apparently it's like a private group, and she knew the lady that orchestrated it.
Yeah, I mean, somebody
so
added
she
me.
She thought it was more safe, and I just said, just listen, I'll take it somewhere next time. Just never do this again.
Somebody added me to some Madison garage sale group that constantly gets I constantly get notifications for it, and I can't figure it out. I forgot where I was going.
It's okay. These kids are dumb. We'll take a break. Come back with TV listings next. You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take. Let's wrap up a Wednesday edition here of Cube Show. Coming up tomorrow morning, obviously, Vegas runner, Lance Taylor. Dale Jackson, Friday, is he going to be in this week or no?
No. He's in D.C.
Oh, good for him.
It's some rando conference that's happening. Like, we'll be in Hoover for some rando conference that's happening in 2 weeks.
Kendall Rogers of D1Baseball.com will join us tomorrow as well. Just sort of wrap up the college baseball season. If you missed any interviews from today, Mike Griffin, Laura Rutledge, Barrett Salee, who picked Auburn to beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl of football this year. Go to umsports.com after the show. You can download it there. Catch up on any interviews that you might have missed. He also says Butch Jones gets fired this year.
Well, I mean, if you're going to call it, go ahead and call it now.
I mean, still got what? Six months left?
Why not break this thing out at SEC Media Days? Let us yell about it then. Come on, man.
No, he's doing his deal. Let's get to our TV listings for tonight. I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no props. Got wrangled into some of The Bachelorette last night. That was not entertaining.
Oh, that's right. It's part two.
Yeah, it's not entertaining.
How many guys are they down to?
I don't know. I was able to get out of it before it was over.
Could you tell if there's like 20 guys left or if there's like 10? Like they wrangle them around?
It feels like around 10.
Okay. And they got a while to go.
Feel like they're that close to being finished.
I really think they should do it like the NCAA tournament. Like they should pair them up. Like okay, of these two, like if they pair me and Cole together, be like, all right, out of you two, I'm taking Cole. And then just go on bracket round until you get to like the final four or something. And then you can date them all for like your trip home or something. That's not a bad idea. I'm going to call Olivia. She knows the people at ABC. Maybe we can do this. I didn't see the Golden Rose idea yet.
Big news tonight, though. 7 p.m. CBS. Big Brother cranks up tonight.
That's your deal.
That's my show.
That's your jam,
Season
man.
Season 19 begins with 16 house guests being introduced and entering the compound.
Okay, so Season 19 means 18 before. How many of those have you seen?
I mean,
not all of them, but like, have you watched a portion of all of them?
I think there's been like two that I've missed like completely because I forgot about the first couple episodes. Like, because SEC Media Days really gets in the way.
Right.
And that's usually when I get behind. But I would say 15 seasons I've probably been pretty glued into.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. There was a super funny guy. Wasn't there one that we liked a couple years ago? It was like from Texas A&M or something, or played quarterback.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember that guy's name, but he did play at Texas A&M.
Yeah. Hopefully get another guy like that. SEC. SEC.
NBC has Little Big Shots Forever Young tonight, 7 p.m. That's the talent show with old folks. There's a 93-year-old swing dancer, a jump rope king, a humorous grandmother, a restaurateur, and an 88-year-old animal caller, a sand artist, and a 70-year-old rollerblader.
Okay, none of that sounds interesting except for the sand art. Have you seen some of the sand art? And I don't think it means sand castles.
That's too much.
Have you seen some of the sand art, man? Like when people are like making images with the sand, and they're like, they'll do it to like music background. It'd be like a story they're telling. Like, it's really cool.
And then it gets washed away.
Okay, so they're not doing it on the beach. They're doing it on the stage.
Just for you tonight, Archie Shea, Discovery Channel, 7 and 8 p.m. New episodes, Alaskan Bush People Off the Grid.
I'm about to be one of those people. About a year away. Do you want to take a guess what it costs to fly from Huntsville to Alaska? I'll give you a hint. You can't. But to try to get from here to Alaska?
One ticket?
One ticket, yeah.
Round trip?
Yes.
$586.
Try like $750.
How many connections?
We would go from Atlanta straight to Seattle, and Seattle into Anchorage.
That's called two connections.
No, I'm just trying to think.
Connecting in Atlanta and Seattle.
I was trying to remember in you're not really connecting. We're not leaving from Huntsville. We'll be leaving from Atlanta, so it's one connection, right?
Just hop on a. Huntsville goes to Atlanta all day.
But that would
maybe
be like
an extra $100.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in that.
You know how much it's going to cost you to park in Atlanta at the airport for a week?
We're going to have a really nice friend drive us, Cole.
I would fire you as a friend if you asked me to do that.
You mind dropping me off at the at Hartsfield?
No. Never.
Would you drop me off at Huntsville, though? Would you ever
maybe.
Consider? Maybe. Okay. Like after a show one day?
Yeah, you're gonna pay double what you would for the extra leg of that ticket in parking and gas in Atlanta to get there and to park. We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Roundtable next.